Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
We'll get back to the Yankees in a second, but since you're doing station stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a horn dog amongst us.
Horn dog?
We do.
Horn dog.
I present to you the WFAN Daily Podcast with Pete Hoffman.
Oh, no. Oh, God. By the way, Shrek was the guy you were thinking of yesterday. Remember, you couldn't think of who it was?
I was not. I was thinking of Herman Munster.
I thought you were
big
thinking
in boxing.
But
no.
You said the green guy.
Yeah, well, that's not who. I was thinking of Herman Munster.
Oh, okay. Munster had a
big
and green in him.
Like big and just box head.
Okay, all right.
You know? So I'm going to play an intro for, he had a guest on his WFAN only, and just with his guest. Don't misunderstand me, but I'll explain in a second.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily, and we got special guests right here. Newest member of a New York franchise in the sports world, Casey O'Brien. Third overall pick in the draft. Casey, welcome.
Any thoughts on who that might be?
Third overall pick in the draft.
Would newest... that be either the National Women's Soccer League draft or would that be the Professional Women's Hockey League draft?
Bingo. So that was his guest. She is gorgeous. And he is clearly flirting with her.
You had a nice little tour today of New York City. I saw you met some cool people. Besides me, who's the coolest person that you met so far?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's been unbelievable. I met John Legend this morning.
I think she's telling John Legend she met Big Tongue Hoff. Casey O'Brien, women's hockey.
She's gorgeous, and she's a great player, and she was drafted third, so nothing against her. But look at Pete Hoffman.
I mean, this is what he's doing. He's finding hot hockey players.
You're beautiful, and you're mine.
What? Where did she... What team is she playing on?
The New York Sirens.
The New York Sirens?
Yeah, they play in Jersey.
They play in Jersey. The New York Sirens play in New York.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah, she's a fabulous player. Good for her. But go Pete.
Surprised he didn't get tongue tied.
He didn't. He did a good job. So check that out on YouTube, the WFAN Daily Podcast, you know, with Pete Hoffman.
So she was able to see him during this whole thing too.
It
was like
so,
a Zoom
thing.
Yeah. I wonder if he did that thing I saw him doing in the newsroom the other day where he caught a fly with his tongue, like those lizards do.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's just like he just goes and grabs it right out of the air. I'm like,
yeah, wow. There's just not enough room in that mouth for that tongue.
Pete, I'm sorry. Here's what Pete needs to be like. When the Knicks are really good, it wouldn't matter what the Mets or Yankees are doing. Unfortunately, I got nothing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm searching.
Well, he didn't either.
Yes.
Interviewing this person.
Oh, very funny. Anyway, we wish her a lot of luck and Pete as well. All right, baseball last night or yesterday afternoon in Toronto. We played the Jazz Chisholm bad throw last hour, leading to a relatively big beginning for the Blue Jays. Took the lead. Yankees came back, battled back, tied the game. And on the bottom half of the inning here, I think it was the seventh or eighth inning, I forget. But here was Dave and Susan, which looked like a big out.
Weaver, 3-2 to Marger. The pitch. Strike three called. Two down. Weave comes in and gets a huge out.
Bodger has something to say about that. Is Schneider going to...
What's he calling for? Catcher's interference?
I think they are.
Yep. Calling for... Oh, that can hurt if that's the catcher's interference. Because
they're going to look at it.
It is. That'll load them up.
And it did load the bases. And then after that, you got a RBI single from Ernie Clement. But then, the big blow of the game.
2-1. Weaver trying to get Springer. The pitch. Swung on a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Going back, goodbye.
That's number nine.
George Springer having a day. He's driven in five. And Weaver gives up a grand slam.
Oh, and he wasn't done. Had a two-run single later in the game. He drove in seven, and the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 12-5. Dave and Susan right here on The Fan. Yankees fall for the second straight day up in Toronto. Here was J.C. Ascara, the Yankee catcher, and he knows the mistakes really cost him, and it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. They gave them, you know, bases loaded, and, you know, the big hit came. I could have prevented it, so, you know, it was in my control.
Yes, and it was the second straight day that it happened. Andrés Giménez also homered in this game. Here was Luke Weaver. He's the one that gave up the base hit and the grand slam, though the loss goes to Mark Leiter. Here was Weaver, and you guys were talking, I think it was you, Boomer, pointing out the fact that it's a check swing and we're really giving catchers interference.
Yes.
Weaver had not quite the same take, but pretty similar.
I understand that there are moments where it's very egregious and they hit the glove on a full swing, but you feel like you earned something there and it was taken from you, and that's out of my control at that point. And but just a real silly thing to happen.
And led to a big inning and the loss. Max Fried did start, went six, gave up four runs. Part of those four runs came after the Chisholm throw. He says, you know what, I was as much to blame for that inning as Jazz was, if not more.
Realistically, that's a tough play, and, you know, rolled a hit. And I have to do my job to be able to get out of that and keep making pitches. You know, can't walk the next guy. And then left the sinker that was a little flat up, and good hitter made me pay.
You realize there's two Chisholms?
I did not know that. I knew there was two Giménez.
Well, that's on the Blue Jays, yes. Yeah. The shortstop, and then Andrés Giménez, the second baseman. But no, there's a Chisholm in hockey. Declan Chisholm. Signed a two-year deal a couple of days ago. Now, his dad looks like he kicked the crap out of all of us. But yeah, Declan Chisholm. Now, I wonder if people have a problem with that name because you don't have the J in front of it like the Jazz.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way that Declan's getting Chisholm.
Right.
He's getting Chisholm every time. Declan
Chisholm.
You would
think, right?
You know?
That first name, it's a tongue twister.
I mean, even Al's got screwed up typing it out this morning. He had Chaz, in the show sheet. Because Chaz Chisholm.
Because Chaz is a real name.
It is a real name, where Jazz is a musical
it's
genre.
Cool, but it's not right. Exactly. Aaron Judge, by the way, 2-for-2, 3 walks in the loss. Will Warren at the start tonight on The Fan at 7:05. The Yankee lead atop the AL East. It is still a game on Tampa because they lost to the A's 4-3-10. Toronto a game and a half back. Mets and Brewers will play two today. Split doubleheader day night at 1-7. The pitching matchups, Clay Holmes and Freddie Peralta at 1-10. Then Blade Tidwell goes against Jacob Mizorowski later tonight. Mizorowski has started his career 3-0, ERA of 1.13 for the Brew Crew. You got the Marlins beating the Twins, making it 8 straight, and Jacob DeGrom pitched well, got his 9th win as the Rangers beat the Orioles 10-2. The Knicks signing power forward, Gershon Ubaselli, 2-year deal, $12 million. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that right or not. You familiar with him before they signed this guy?
No.
I wasn't.
But they talked, and going back and reading, remember when France was playing really well in the Olympics?
Yeah, that's where he made his mark. Yeah.
Right. And I remember that team being a pain in the ass, and he was very, very good then, but no, I wasn't
and
really.
He was on the Sixers last year.
Yeah.
Average 11 points a game, though.
Yeah, so he ended up playing a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know his game all that well.
Yeah.
But apparently very well liked. Spike loves him.
Oh, is this true?
He was upset that he said, what are they, he called him, They had a nickname for him.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
It was, hold on, Yabu.
Yabu.
Yeah, he's like, he's disappointed that they're going to be losing Yabu.
All right.
By the way, look at that. That's
on LeBron James.
Yeah, he's dunking over LeBron. And do you see who's the in the background there? The great Frank Ntilikina. Whoa.
How about that?
Look at that.
Bring him back, too. He's got to be 3 feet in the air. That is amazing.
Yeah, that might be, you know, it might be him dunking on his new teammate. You never know.
Very possible. We shall see. The Bucks did waive Damian Lillard, and they signed Miles Turner to a 4-year deal, $107 million, which pales in comparison to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 4-year deal of $285. Giants trading Darren Waller to the Dolphins for a 6-round draft pick. One other thing from football, Bill Cowher was a guest on the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh.
And, yeah, I figured why not play him.
I thought he hibernated this time of year.
Perhaps, but he came out of the cave to talk to Dan Patrick, and they were talking about the Steelers and why he believes they're in good shape. That's because of the veteran presence of Aaron Rodgers.
You can turn the ball over to him at the end of a half, the end of a game, and know he's been there before, and I think that he will operate that very, very efficiently. Again, I think it's going to be a matter of getting comfortable within this system with the players he has around him.
In theory, he's right, but that didn't work so good with the Jets last year.
Yeah.
Again, the Jet defense was terrible last year.
Yeah, but he had the ball in his hands with a chance to win a couple of times.
Yeah,
and
a couple back shoulder throws didn't work out. You remember the whole Mike Williams thing against Minnesota in London? Red line.
Aren't they on, isn't he on Pittsburgh?
No, he's not anymore. He went back to the Chargers. Okay.
Got it. The Rangers send Keandre Miller to the Hurricanes for Scott Morrow and a couple of draft picks, a first and a second. Miller getting an 8-year deal worth $60 million. The Rangers signing defenseman Vladislav Gavrikov to a 7-year, $49 million deal. The Indiana Fever beat the Lynx 74-59. They win the Commissioner's Cup. And the number, so remember yesterday I told you how Jessica Pegula, the 3-seed at Wimbledon, was knocked out in straight sets. So then later in the day, Coco Gauff was knocked out in straight sets by
Diana Yastremska.
7-6, 6-1. Then you got all these pictures and articles about who this blonde beauty is. But she took care of her relatively quickly. Here's Gauff, somewhat similar to Rory McIlroy, somewhat, where she's talking about how after winning the U.S. Open, not quite ready to compete. These are her words after they lost.
I don't know. I felt like mentally I was a little bit overwhelmed with everything that came afterwards, so I didn't feel like I had that enough time to do, I guess, celebrate and then also like get back into it. But, you know, it's the first time in of this experience of like coming off a win and having to play Wimbledon. And I definitely learned a lot of what I would and would not do again.
So not disinterested, as Rory was saying, but it certainly sounded like she wasn't prepared to play.
We've been watching Rory and you see him hitting bad shot after bad shot after bad shot. I think she had 29 unforced errors. So kind of very similar in that regard, yes.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the New York Post article.
Yeah.
Danya Yastremska, the Ukrainian beauty who shocked Coco Gauff at Wimbledon. And then at the bottom of the article, it says, Danya will be joining Pete Hoffman on WFAN Daily later today.
It's a good promo for him there, G.